Nolte, 79% blame government policy for devastating inflation surge. By John Nolte on August 12, 2021. More than two-thirds of Americans say inflation is making life more difficult and 79%, accurately, blame government economic policy, which is fraudulent, see Joe Biden primarily sets. A Fox News poll asked 1,002 random registered voters if rising grocery/gas/housing costs have caused hardship for your family. A full 70% answered yes on grocery prices, 67% said yes on gas prices, and 53% said yes on housing costs. When asked what's responsible for these price increases, a staggering 79% blamed the government's economic policies, which is almost as high as those who blame the China virus epidemic, 86%, and even higher than those who blame the regular ups and downs of an economy, 72%. On the issue of the economy, Biden is now upside down with voters. Only 47% approve of his handling of the economy, while 49% disapprove. That's a dip of 4 points in 2 months in this particular poll. His fraudulency is also down 10 points on his handling of the China flu, but still above water with 54% approval, 42% disapproval. Biden's overall job performance sits at 53% approval. But it's important to point out that Fox polls are notorious for skewing in favor of Democrats and not at all reliable. What makes this poll worthy of note is the bad news for Biden as well as the trends. And for Biden, the trends are all downward, especially on the economy, which is expected when 86% are concerned about inflation. Nevertheless, more inflation is almost assuredly on its way thanks to Biden's $1.5 trillion, with a T, infrastructure hoax. With the help of some shameless Republican senators, the federal government is about to pump even more cheap money it doesn't have into the economy, and nothing creates inflation faster than government spending. All the cheap money cheapens the dollar, and as a natural result, prices go up. Already, we see record inflation, but still, Biden and Democrats insist on making things worse with even more unnecessary spending. The worst part about inflation is how it hammers the poor, the working poor, and the lower middle class. These are people who live on the financial edge and feel every penny. As a result, when prices explode, as they have over the past months, it directly affects their quality of life. 70% of those making under $50,000 say inflation has been a hardship, as do 50% of those making over $100,000. The worst news for Biden in this poll is that only 29% believe the economy is in excellent, 5%, or good, 24%, shape. Meanwhile, a shocking 71% rate the economy as fair, 38%, or poor, 33%. The 2022 midterms cannot come quickly enough. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.